Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, back at a Chuckery Show, hanging out in the Kia Studios with you on this Monday evening. 404-726-0929, that is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Well, training camp comes up starting next Thursday as we will be out there large and in charge, and obviously we'll have all of your camp coverage, exclusive camp coverage from Flowery Branch as a new season gets underway. Let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline. Atlanta's Ford dealer. Let's talk to Tyler Dragon. He is a NFL reporter for USA Today. You can follow him on his personal Twitter page at the Tyler Dragon. Tyler, appreciate a few minutes here in Atlanta this evening, and we thank you for being on the show.
Of course. How are you doing this evening?
Man, I am good. I am good. And look, a lot of expectation coming into this Atlanta Falcons team. So I'll ask you the same question I've asked a lot of our folks that we've had on talking about this team. Take away Desmond Ridder. And I know that's not easy to do, but take away Desmond Ridder. What else on this team do you think that you have the biggest questions about as far as the Falcons go?
Well, you already took away my biggest question, right, which is Desmond Ridder. I definitely have a question about the team's pass rush. I know they signed Bud Dupree. That's a solid pickup in Calais Campbell. But Calais Campbell, his best years are behind him. He's still a productive defensive lineman. But I do question the team's pass rush and their offensive line. So, after the quarterback position, I would say rushing the passer and then offensive line. Those are my three biggest questions for the Atlanta Falcons entering training camp.
So, you know, they say, Tyler, that the quarterback's best friend is a running game. And obviously we know that this Falcons team can really run the football. They were third in the NFL, and they were 2 yards away from being the second best rush team in the league. How important is it to be able to do some other things when you have a young quarterback, an unproven quarterback? We got just a small sample size, but you really feel like, though, you have to lean on both the running game and the ability of some of your other playmakers to produce on offense.
So I have to admit, I'm an old-school football mind. I do like smash-mouth football and run-oriented offenses and running to set up the pass, but you can't just be one-dimensional winning football games in today's NFL. Now, I do like the pieces around Desmond Ridder to be able to throw the football, especially, you know, with Drake London and Kyle Pitts. Those are really good players at their respective positions. But, you know, it's going to be a huge question if he can deliver the ball with accuracy, and how much development does he take in this second season as a quarterback. Is he going to take a leap in his development as a pocket passer, as a passer with precision and accuracy? So that's a huge question I have. But you have to be able to pass the football, especially in those crucial, you know, third and long moments, third and eight, third and nine, in the fourth quarter when the game gets tight, when teams are going to take away the run, stacking eight and nine up in the box, they're going to force Desmond Ridder to beat them with his arm. And that's going to be a huge question game in and game out for the Falcons.
Tyler Dragon, NFL reporter for USA Today, joining me here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Tyler, you mentioned the pass rush, and obviously that's been a bugaboo, but, you know, they have invested so much high draft capital in running back, wide receiver, you know, tight end. And, you know, I've talked about the idea that, look, if that's where you're going to go with your draft picks and those are the guys that we're going to roll with, you know, Kyle Pitts is, I think that Kyle Pitts has got to be that Travis Kelce type of player, that he's got to be a 100-catch, dozen-touchdown type of guy, or, you know, those non-premium positions. You've got to have a guy perform at that level. Is it fair to put that kind of expectation on guys like Kyle Pitts? I mean, especially given where they were drafted?
Oh, that is certainly fair. And Kyle Pitts was drafted to be a Pro Bowl, All-Pro type player. Yes, he had a Pro Bowl season in that rookie year, but last year was a bit of a down year. Yes, he only played and started in those 10 games, but you hope he can be healthier in his third year as a pro and take another leap. That 28 receptions is not something that the Falcons certainly need. They want him to be up in that 68, 70, maybe 80 receptions mark, and definitely pick up the touchdown production in the red zone. That's critical for the tight end position. He's a big body player, and quarterbacks need tight ends to be able to catch passes in those tight, confined areas, especially in the red zone. And him, for him to only have three receiving touchdowns entering his third season, that I know is a sore spot for him and the Falcons, and something that he wants to pick up in his third season. So I do expect him to be a better player, but the expectations are certainly going to be high for Kyle Pitts, because he got drafted to be one of those Kelce type or Kittle type tight ends.
You know, I guess one good thing, Tyler, is the fact that this division is just kind of all over the board, and you know, Vegas seems to, you know, kind of favor the Saints as far as who's going to win the division. But it really does feel like maybe not so much Tampa Bay, but really I could see a scenario where any of the other three teams, Carolina, the Falcons, or the Saints, really end up winning this division, and maybe not in some runaway fashion with, you know, 12, 13, 14 wins. It feels like everybody's just kind of in a jumbled mess in the NFC South.
I happen to agree with you, and people are so high on the Saints because they have the quarterback with probably, you know, the best resume entering 2023, NFL resume, I should say, entering the season, and the quarterback with the most experience in Derek Carr. But when I look at every single team across the division, especially at the skill position, I would say the Saints and the Falcons are neck and neck, and that is one reason. And then when I look at the defensive side of the football, you know, those three teams, they're pretty neck and neck too. So I don't think anything above 10 wins is going to win the division. I think you're right around that 8, 9, or 10 win mark is probably the barrier to win the NFC South. I don't see a team getting to that 11 or 12 win threshold. I do think the division is going to be very, very tight, especially between the Panthers, Falcons, and Saints.
Who do you think is the top three teams in the NFC right now? Leave the AFC out of it, because that's just a slugfest over in the AFC. But when you look at the NFC, what do you think the top three teams are entering the season for the NFC are right now?
Well, the Eagles and the 49ers have certainly separated themselves. I think it's clear cut that they are the top three teams in the NFC. And that third team, it's pretty much a crapshoot. You can say that the Dallas Cowboys are right there in the mix. You could also say the Seattle Seahawks and that run game, and if Geno Smith can continue to play at a high level, they're in the mix. So I would say probably the Cowboys or the Seattle Seahawks is probably the third best team across the board talent-wise entering this season.
Tyler, when you look at the AFC, it's a bloodbath. I mean, it's Kansas City, Cincinnati, Buffalo, I mean, the Ravens. I mean, it's just, you know, up and down. There are so many good teams in the AFC. Is there a team in the AFC specifically that you think could surprise and find their way into that mix of one of the top teams? Is there a kind of a team that we're sleeping on in the AFC that could climb their way into one of those top spots?
So I'll give you three that I'm keeping my eye on. I believe the Miami Dolphins have had a really good offseason. They have all the talent, certainly all the speed to be really good on both sides of the ball. The Baltimore Ravens, if Lamar Jackson can stay healthy, I really like what they did this offseason. They solidified their receiving corps with Odell Beckham and Zay Flowers. And then you have the Los Angeles Chargers, too. I think if Justin Herbert can play like he did his rookie and his sophomore season, the Chargers have a chance to take a leap, too, and compete with the Kansas City Chiefs in the division.
Tyler Dragon, NFL reporter for USA Today, joining me here on the WadeFord.com hotline. You also cover track and field for USA Today. We just had the USA Track and Field Championships here recently. Give me the state of men's track, specifically men's track, because I think the women's team is in really good shape. I mean, but what do you think about the men's team? Like, where is the men's team right now as far as just overall talent and depth of talent in the world of track?
It is funny you ask that. I love the track and field question. I do not get a lot of those on the radio around the country. I have to say Noah Lyles is the face of the USA track and field on the men's side. He's the American record holder in the 200 meters. Certainly can run the 100 as well. He's young and has the potential to be an Olympic champion next year at the Paris Olympics. And then it's not the sexiest event, and it's not the event that gets a whole lot of media attention, but Ryan Crouser, the U.S. shot putter, he's the best shot putter of all time. He's the world record holder, the American record holder. He's beating everybody by 2 or 3 feet. Now, if he was this dominant in a sport like the NFL or the NBA, he would be a household name. And he would certainly be somebody that on covers and magazines and, you know, newspaper articles and whatnot. So I would say those two are the face and the United States track and field, certainly on the men's side, Noah Lyles and Ryan Crouser.
You know, Shikari Richardson, I mean, you know, the women's side does feel like that there is a lot of top-tier talent, you know, almost like sort of some of the old days and the glory days of track and field. But why do you think that there – have the men just not been as good as, you know, again, I'm an old guy. So, again, Carl Lewis, Edwin Moses, you know, guys like that. I mean, you know, I grew up watching those guys. Is the star power just not there? Because, again, track and field was always a glamour sport in a lot of ways, especially, you know, your 100 and your 200, you know, runners. And it doesn't feel like, especially in the men's side of things, that it's got that glamour anymore. Like, it doesn't have the kind of star power that it's had in decades past.
Yeah, because Usain Bolt of Jamaica was winning all the sprinting medals.
Right.
And if Usain Bolt was an American, we would be having a whole different conversation. But he was really dominant during his heyday for over a decade. So when you look at the sprints, those are the sexier events, and you don't really have a sprinter to win an Olympic gold medal in the 100, the 200. And so that's why Noah Lyles has the best chance. He's already a world champion in an event, and he has a chance to win a second world championship in the 200 meters next month in Budapest. So I really do believe he is probably that next big sprint. Well, he already is next, but I think if he can win an Olympic gold medal, that will certainly solidify his place. And, you know, I was at the Tokyo Olympics. The men, especially in the sprinting side, it was abysmal. And the 100, 200, 400, the relays, it was just not good enough for the U.S. team and the male side. And you look at the women's side, you had, Sydney McLaughlin and Athing Mo winning gold medals. And, you know, the women's side and the Americans, they did a really, really good job. And they have that star power because they have a Sydney McLaughlin and Athing Mo and Sha'Carri Richardson now emerging as a sprinter. So the male side, they got to get still better, but you have to be able to perform at that Olympic and championship level. And I think that's what's been missing in recent years. But Noah Lyles, I believe he's coming.
And let me just follow up, and I literally just got about 30 seconds left. But, you know, in the old days, we even knew the top long jump. And, I mean, Carl Lewis was part of that. I mean, that's why we also knew, you know, long jump. But, I mean, long jump, high jump, I mean, those were events that the U.S. team dominated as well. And we knew the guys that were in those kinds of events. We don't even see some of that kind of stuff anymore besides just the sprinters and the relay guys.
Yeah, and I can go on and on and on why, but another short answer for that is you don't see track and field on TV enough, especially on network television and on primetime television. And that is something USATF has to work on to change, because it's hard to be popular when you're not seen at all on national TV.
Tyler Dragon, he covers the NFL track and field for USA Today. He's on his personal Twitter page, at TheTylerDragon, and join me here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Tyler, really appreciate the conversation. Thanks so much for spending a few minutes in Atlanta. We will certainly chat again with you here soon.
Of course. Thanks for having me on. Have a great night.
You got it. When we come back, it will be time for What's Bugging Chukri. Can I say that I couldn't disagree with Greg Sankey more? And I love Greg Sankey, but I could not disagree with him more. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio, 910 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com.
powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.